Paul, did Ingo Swann ever talk with you about what he thinks he remote viewed on the moon regarding aliens on the moon and bases? It's an incredible story.
He didn't talk directly about that, but as a matter of fact, I guess I can talk about this now. He asked me to do some sessions for him against anomalies on the moon. And he gave me his essentially final collection of, and it included sessions he'd worked, sessions another person had worked, and plus my sessions as well. And there were some very interesting, again, very interesting correlations between those other sessions and the material I developed. Now, of course, I know some of his other stories. None of that material, for example, that's in his book Penetration, ended up in being subject to, you know, the things I remote viewed or the things in this particular project. But nonetheless, very intriguing. I think we need to go find out what's going on there.
What do you think is going on there?
Well, I'm very cautious about this stuff. I can tell you what my remote viewing session developed to some degree. It's been a while since I looked at it, but I think I did three or four of them. Whether or not it's veridical, you know, I can't say until we go and check it out. I mean, it could be, again, a case of telepathic overlay. Maybe Ingo believed something about what was going on the moon. But nonetheless, just based on what I had in my sessions, there do seem to be some odd things going on involving apparent intelligent-type activity. a lot of it seems to be underground, and there are some coming and going with some kind of transportation device. That was basically what my information developed and my sessions developed. Again, I'm not saying it's really like that. All I know is what I work in a essentially blind, remote viewing blind condition. I produced that data, and it did correlate with some of the other material developed by Ingo and this other fellow.
So we have separate sources then coming up with somewhat similar circumstances.
Yes. Now, again, it's potentially separate. There's always the danger of telepathic overlay in an operation like that. But nonetheless, in a way, I'm not ready to dismiss it. There was something kind of compelling about it in a way.
That's fascinating. Yeah. That absolutely is. How's Ingo's health these days? Have you talked to him?
I haven't talked to him in the last week or so. I understand he's got a pretty bad case of the flu, which is why I haven't contacted him. I didn't want to disturb him in those circumstances. But
he was sick before that, wasn't he?
Well, he had a very serious accident. He slipped on the ice, and, you know, of course, he's now in his 70s, and put him in the hospital for about 2 weeks. But he's recovered pretty well from that. And now he's got the flu, and I hope that's all it amounts to, because he's going to be one of our primary speakers at the remote viewing conference. And in fact, if anybody wants to meet Ingo Swann, this could be the time to do it, because, you know, he is getting on. He would hate to hear me say that, but he is getting on, you know, and he may decide not to come to any more of these. So if you have the chance, one more plug for the remote viewing conference in May.